Human trafficking is a heavy topic, but one that needs the body of Christ to respond. I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we'll look at how a series of ministries are resourcing women and children at risk to trafficking or who've been victims, and all behind it is the hope of Jesus Christ. News you won't get anywhere else today on Mission Network News. The latest report from the U.S. Department of State says human trafficking in India spiked at least 25% last year. Every hour, four women and girls enter prostitution in India, three of them against their will. Raju Sharma with Christian Aid Mission says this is exactly where the body of Christ needs to step in.
We are now assisting groups in neighborhoods that we call slums. And there where the children who don't have access to education are the ones who are higher at risk. So we are encouraging groups and assisting them so they would start school for these children.
These schools often use Christian curriculum and start conversations about the gospel.
We were looking at the homeschools materials that people like to give. So Rebecca is one of them, which is very expensive, and they can't afford to buy them. If there are families who will listen to this and they have books that they are not using for 1 to 10th grade, they could offer that, and we could supply that back to the starting these schools.
Again, Christian Aid is looking for Rebecca homeschool materials for grades 1 through 10. If you'd like to donate these materials and support education for kids at risk in India, we'll tell you how at missionnews.org. AMG International's Damaris House, a Christian home for women recovering from human trafficking, is celebrating its one-year anniversary. International's Bill Passons shares.
The epidemic of human trafficking is a problem worldwide, and so thankfully we're being much more educated and much more aware of this epidemic. But specifically in Greece, it's becoming a problem because of the desire for them to use Greece as a trafficking lane, so to speak. It's kind of a gateway into Europe. Its location kind of makes it easier to get there than some of the other places, and then it kind of gives them access to the European Union and then the West from there.
Women coming out of prostitution often are left with nothing, no money, no family, and no way to survive.
The facts and the realities of they do need some place to stay, they do need food. And so, you know, this house offers them the opportunity to kind of be removed from their situation and start the process towards healing. So we do offer, you know, treatments and cares to get them help for any addictions they may have, and then start the process towards healing and then re-engaging them back in society.
So please pray for these women, for their healing, and for the gospel to enter their lives in a transformative way. You're listening to Mission Network News. And you may be wondering what to do for your mom for Mother's Day. So would you consider a gift that breaks the mold? Something that not only honors your mom, but also helps another mother provide for her family? Donna Glass of India Partners shares Philema's story from India.
She's only 38. She's been widowed for 15 years. So she became a widow when she was 23. She already had two children, a son and a daughter, and her husband died from a heart attack.
Additionally, Philema was diagnosed with polio, meaning job opportunities were few. She did what she could to earn money, but it was never enough. So when she heard about India Partners Tailoring School, she took a chance. Philema just graduated last month, and because of a sponsor like you, she has her own sewing machine, and now she can provide for her family.
She just has so much hope. She's a member of the church there where the training was held, and she just really sees this as being a really positive thing. It will definitely make a difference for her family situation.
Learn how to give a sewing machine in honor of your mom and how to impact women in need with the gospel at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a free cookbook that helps you share the gospel just by cooking a meal. Each recipe has a woman's faith story with it. Get yours when you click the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.